From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. One of two rival Libyan governments says it's disbanding to make way for the new UN-brokered unity government. The Tripoli-based Islamist National Salvation Government issued a statement Tuesday saying it put the interests of the nation above everything else. But Indiana University regional analyst Abdul Qadir Sino says the real reason is the policy of carrot and stick of the European Union.
The European countries have made clear signals that they will punish those leaders if they don't play along, and also provided them with incentives. The incentives include to free up billions of dollars who were in a Libyan state fund that have been basically embargoed.
Another Libyan administration in the eastern city of Tobruk is so far refusing to recognize the unity government. Iceland's prime minister resigned Tuesday, the first casualty from the Panama Papers disclosures about the hidden offshore investments of the wealthy, powerful, and famous. Leaked files from a Panamanian law firm revealed his wife's ownership of a company in the British Virgin Islands worth more than $4 million in claims against the country's collapsed banks. The decision followed protests demanding he step down.
We have to do something very strong, definitive, and a very clear message that it is not our character, not in our character. So this fake changes in government is not sufficient for us.
Prime Minister Sigmundur Davgunlaugsson quit ahead of a planned no-confidence vote in Parliament. The Washington-based International Consortium of Investigative Journalists Sunday detailed the creation of offshore companies for dozens of politicians and public officials, wealthy individuals, and other prominent figures worldwide. This is VOA News.